tonight is the president's banquet. Mark Oppel joins me from RFD TV. Mark, it sounds like you have had a fantastic year. Tell me a little bit about it.
Thank you, Leah. It's great to be part of your audience tonight. Yeah, you're talking to me at a time when, you know, we just come away from annual banquet where it's a kind of a toast and roast of the outgoing president, such as my position this year. So you have to sit and listen to those who come to the microphone and talk about you. And, you know, it's a little bit, it's very humbling to have them come before the microphone and talk about people that have worked with you and their reaction to you and what they think about you. They played a video from people who were in Nashville at RFD TV who couldn't be here. It's a very humbling experience. I've been in this business almost 40 years, it's been an honor to be in the leadership the last 3 years to culminate tonight as the outgoing president. So it's very humbling. I'm very thankful, and I really thank you and Chuck and Cindy for allowing me to share some thoughts during this interview.
Well, you know, Mark, it's so important to have a leader of the organization, and your leadership hasn't always, for lack of a better term, it hasn't always been easy to be the leader of this organization.
That's right. Yeah, you know, you look back on, for the listeners, it's a three-year trek. You don't just run for the presidency and you're elected and you're 1 year a president. In the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, it's a three-year commitment. When you're elected national vice president, you're elected vice president. Then the next year you're the president elect, and by then the second year, the main function of the president elect is to plan the convention in November in Kansas City, and then the third year is the presidency where you are the chairman of the board and you run the board meetings. So it's a three-year commitment that you make, and to answer your question, the first year we changed executive directors. The second year, during the second year, we lost a very important member, Lindsay Hill, who your listeners may not know, but Lindsay Hill was the president at the time. She was killed in a very tragic automobile accident on her way to cover a farm story event. And Tom Stever, who was the Brownfield Network in Jefferson City, Missouri, was the president-elect at that time. And Tom took over basically the duties of the presidency, and I somewhat took over the duties of the president-elect. So for about a year and a half, two people did the duties of three people, if that makes sense to your listeners. And in the third year, you say the challenges, and you're exactly right, Leah. The third year, our own executive director, Tom Brand, suffered a heart attack at 42 years of old, a major heart attack. And long story short, he actually died three different times, literally brought back to life three times. I am the president during that time. And so, you know, I want to make sure to the rest of the membership that the association is moving forward, all the goods and the services that they pay as membership, their dues, are being delivered to them, and that our executive director is, yes, he is in critical health, but this is the status of where he's at. So it's been, you're right, it's a great question that you ask, challenging 3 years. Each year brought something very, very different, and I was really blessed. Anyone could have done what I did, but I felt blessed that I was here. I was chosen by the Lord has a plan for all of us, and I'm a very faithful man that I was here to be part of what was happening and could lend my gifts and talents at a time it was needed.
Well, everybody's put in the right place at the right time. It just kind of seems to be the way that it goes. We miss Lindsay as we go through every event. We miss Lindsay. Tom, the saga that has followed him, and to see him today is remarkable. The fact that you gave Beth flowers at our meeting the other night was amazing. But going forward, what do you expect will happen to you as someone who's been in this presidency now I mean, we can all be a part of NAFB, and we none of us ever have to run for office. But you chose to. Mm-hmm. So now you get to take that forward.
Well, that's another great question. You're a great journalist, Leah. You ask great questions. You have a great future. And someday, hopefully, you can run for office. I will vote for you. You have my vote right now. Gosh, what am I going to do going ahead? There is no position called, there used to be a position called the immediate past president. Yes. And the immediate past president was a member of the board. I'm not sure he or she had a voting position, but they were encouraged and they were attending the board meetings the year after their presidency. It's something I mentioned at the meeting that this is our 70th anniversary. As you know, and I really think that, and there were 25 or 27 past presidents who were here at our convention this year. I just really believe that, and I join that fraternity next year, that they have, men and women who have come before me, have a lot of input as to, you know, decisions that are being made, how the industry is changing. They have input. They may not have a vote on what the board does, but they have input that is very valuable. And I think to answer your question, what do I want to do? I want to, if asked, be a voice to that board going forward. Technology is changing so fast. They talk about the changes like every 25 years things can change. I think it's more like half of that. And you and I know that it's probably half of that and half of that again by 2 or 3 years from now. Who knows? You're interviewing me with a piece of equipment that is no bigger than a deck of cards. Yeah, thank you. Deck of cards. So in 10 years from now, you might be talking to me with something that doesn't even is right here. You're just it's something that, you know, Mark, I want to talk to you and we can't even see it, but it's somewhere and you can just flip it on a switch and it's there. So technology is one thing. On our listeners, because they're watching television, they're listening to radio, and they see and they hear and they get things spontaneous, be it a sports score of their favorite team, be it the news of Washington, news in their community, they can get it bang right now, and they want it now, and they expect it now. They don't know that, but because it happens that way, that's the way it should be for everything. They want their news that way. They want their now. So now bringing it to our business, they want their agricultural news now. They want the markets now. They want to know what's Washington now. They want to know what's going on in their state legislature now, when they want it, and how they want it. So that's our challenge to answer your question is to if your listeners want to know what's going on in Florida or Alabama or Tennessee, they want to know what's going on right now. And there's a mechanism they can do that. And that's the challenge, is to deliver that when they want it, how they want it, and as long as they want it. I don't know what that looks like, but it's a challenge. And I'm really glad to have those challenges. I think it just keeps us thinking about those things. And I know Chuck and Cindy and everybody at your network is thinking about that right now. And it's just it invigorates me to answer what do my listeners want and viewers want, and I want to deliver that to them.
You're a radio guy through and through. You've done a lot of TV. You're doing a lot of TV. You've added a little bit of radio back into the satellite market. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Leah, radio is really my first love. I'm going to commit to you that I've been 30 years in radio before I joined RFD-TV. Radio is so immediate. You and I are here doing this interview with this deck of cards recorder. We could be going live right now. We're not, but we could be. Yes, we are. For your listeners, we are on Sirius XM, RFD-TV. I'm going to a shameless plug, but RFD-TV has been very good to me, and they've supported me for these 3 years of this journey. And the last 6 months, we've added the Sirius XM Channel 80 that allows your people that are listening to Zimcom and all the things that you do to travel with them across the country. And we want to share the story of what everybody's doing. We're not competitors with any radio station, with any network. We just want to share your story that might be, if you're a network that covers three states, for example, in Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, we want to share your story with the entire country, and we can do that free of charge on Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm just very blessed to be part of that, and I hope that if they're listening someday on Channel 80, they hear something that Chuck and Cindy or you, Leah, have put together.
Well, we hope so. But, Mark, what's the last year of your presidency? What's your legacy? What are you going to leave behind?
Oh, my. You asked some great questions. You're going to be – I hope you run for office someday because you are a natural. These are great questions. And one of the things that we are doing this year, and this is something that will never touch the listeners that are hearing this, is called a mapping project or a media project, if you will. And what it is that when these young media buyers – are choosing radio stations, TV stations, networks to place advertising, where do I go to reach the farmers and ranchers of America? We've invested, I would say, tens of thousands, almost hundreds of thousands of dollars the last 2 years to put this project together for Chuck and Cindy and you, Leah, and all members of our association, that they use this tool. It's called a mapping tool. So when a young, maybe not, doesn't know a lot about agriculture, and they have a $500,000 order from a major company to place that order of advertising where farmers and ranchers are for a certain area. Let's use, again, the Southeast region, because I know Chuck and Cindy and are in that area a lot of times. So this mapping, we call it a mapping tool, because it takes a map of the country. That media person can click on a map of Georgia, Alabama, Georgia, and it will come from there all the stations who are members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And that media person will know that those stations have a full-time farm broadcaster on their staff, or they are part of a network. And they can be assured that they place their dollars on those stations, they are going to reach the farm family of America. And they're not going to buy the 10 o'clock news and spend three times the money and reach maybe 2% of the audience. All the people, if they buy the 10 o'clock news, and nothing against the networks of our local stations, but if they buy that 10 o'clock news, and that costs them, say that costs them $2,000, there's a lot of people who don't care about herbicides or insecticides or weed control or horse equine, whatever the product might be. They don't care. They're not farmers or ranchers. So put your money where the people that are going to hear it are going to use your product. And that's what the mapping tool is. So my legacy, to answer your question, is a long, round way, and that's what broadcasters do, I guess.
We talk a lot.
Is that the legacy is that's the first thing that comes to my mind, is that I've been part of putting together this tool that advertising agencies will use to place the advertising where farmers and ranchers are going to hear it. And the other thing is just to be... The legacy, I guess, is to be in our association, to provide services to the broadcasters, to the station managers who support the broadcasters, and to our sponsors, the Monsantos, the John Deeres, the BASF, the Dow Chemicals, and your listeners know all these names. There's a whole lot more, and I'm sorry to leave somebody out, but they support us in so many ways, and we thank them so much. We have a council for our allied industry that I hope that I've gone one more step to bring that allied industry council value to be members of our association.
He's Mark Alpold. He is leaving us as the 2013 NAFB president. We will have a new president starting in 2014, Janet Atkinson, which we already heard from this week. But from the 2013 NAFB convention, I'm Leah Guffey.